Welcome to Start Button News Podcast episode 3. I'm Keith Dotson.
I'm Kyle Fulton.
I am from Russia.
Oh, not this again. How many times do we have to tell you you're not actually Russian? That was just a bit. We just did it the one time.
You shtick.
He's just become convinced that he's Russian.
Porter, why did you invade Georgia?
Because they stole the name from the United States, and, well, I like the United States, so I want them to change the name.
See, I thought you were confused, and, you know, maybe you were trying to go to Atlanta to take over CNN and capture Coke for yourself.
This is getting weird, guys. I think we need to either start over or move on. Okay, well, for the viewers or listeners, as the case is now, this is the first time we have ever actually done a three-way Skype recording of this podcast.
I'm glad you added more to that.
What?
I'm glad you added more to that.
Well, yeah, so am I. Anyways, it's the first time we've ever... More to my sentence. It's the first time we've ever tried doing this from three separate houses. We're not exactly sure how well this is going to work, but we're giving it a try. I'm sitting in my dank basement, as per usual, playing Chronicles of Riddick, the old one, you know. Porter's probably in his room, I'm guessing, and Keith, you know, I'm afraid to think about where Keith is, so...
I'm upstairs, in the office, just...
Okay.
And I'm wearing pants this time.
Oh, okay, good.
I was playing Crysis. That's right, I can run Crysis.
Sure.
But I have a 40-year-old microphone, so...
So it kind of balances out there.
Yes. Well,
so,
where do we start? Where do you want to start? We got a lot of stuff we got to go over.
Yeah, we got some good stuff this time, actually.
Yeah.
The new Star Wars demo.
Yeah. Holy crap. The Star Wars demo was really something. I had Keith convinced the other night that I didn't like it very much, and that was funny to me. But it was ridiculously good.
We all had lols about that, Kyle. Lols and gags.
That was fantastic.
But yes, it was great.
Yeah.
I
have
no words.
Have you played it yet?
What?
Have you played it yet, Porter?
Yes, of course I have.
Okay.
I played it twice. I beat it on the hardest difficulty setting. That's right. Envy me, Internet. Envy me.
I've gone through it 3 times now.
Yeah, but you didn't beat it on the hardest difficulty.
Damn straight I didn't.
That's right.
I'm saving all that for the actual game.
I'm not saving it for anything. I'll never play the hardest difficulty. What am I, stupid? I want the game to be fun. Anyways.
The sense of danger makes it fun.
I was afraid
That's
to play the demo.
Pretty good point.
I was afraid to play the demo because out of all of the news reports, all of the interviews, everything, the tech demo I saw on it, I was beginning to believe it was starting to get to the hype status and that it wasn't going to live up to it.
Well, Joystick issued this big old, like, page-long internet thing complaining about it in dozens of ways, just being like, oh, it sucks so much, it's so bad, it's so sucky, except they were more polite than that. And I sat down playing it expecting them to be at least somewhat correct, and they were just wrong on every level. I had the time of my life with that demo.
Yeah, they were flat-out wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I was picking stuff up and destroying stuff, and I threw a guy through a window, and it was awesome.
My favorite thing, you broke a window, it created a vacuum, sucking everything out, and then it closed down and created a force field, or, you know, closed that area off. I found that good. I liked the destruction in the environments.
My only...
Who didn't do that?
Everybody did that.
I didn't even look for it. I don't know where it was, and I didn't do it.
When you start off in the level in the windows, if you attack them with anything, they will break.
That's fantabulous. I didn't do that. I threw a TIE fighter at another TIE fighter. That was good.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah. What I tried to do for the entire game, the only thing I can complain about at all is that it doesn't seem like every part of the environment is made out of that molecular matter stuff. Like, the doors all were. Like, if you blast a door, it dents differently every time. But I was looking for, like, the ceiling and floor to be damageable, too. Maybe not to a major point, but, you know, it is metal, and I figured I could dent it, but I couldn't, and it made me sad.
you could lightsaber a lot of the computers. That was cool.
Yeah, I liked that.
Good lightsaber it. That was nice.
And I'm.
It was just the lightsabers.
My favorite part of that is when I was able to take the steel girder, twist it up, and have the TIE fighters that are flying by run right into it.
Yeah, I did that. That was.
Yeah,
good.
I did that too. That was really sweet. I love the stress noises that the girders make when you're bending them.
I knocked a TIE fighter down with that and used the TIE fighter for corpse stick. That's what I did.
It was good stuff. I can't wait for the game.
No, yeah, me neither.
Yeah, it's
gonna
big
be
stuff. Big stuff. It's going
to
be fantastic.
One that you just have to go out and buy. And from what I... The only thing I'm wondering about is the story mode is... I know that Lucas had his big part in it, and I'm wondering if they're keeping it canon with between episodes 3 and 4, because I know that's when it's supposed to happen. But apparently you can change some of the outcomes of the actual Star Wars storyline.
From my understanding, that's actually basically a rumor, and you can't change the outcome.
Okay.
Well, as the game can only end in one of two ways. Darth Vader, the Apprentice, or the Apprentice gets thrown into exile so that they can make more games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not really changing Star Wars itself.
He just won't exist anymore. He can't.
Unless they kind of skip over him between episodes 4 and 6 and the rumored 7 through 9, he comes back and goes against Luke.
Well, that's not at all what the 7 through 9 was supposed to be, so...
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's not even close what 7 through 9 was supposed to be.
No, there are three novels that exist that detail really closely what 7 through 9 were supposed to be. I don't remember what they were, though. I'd have to check.
But I don't know. A good demo, definitely check it out. Xbox
all
360
in all,
and PlayStation 3.
I have to say that it's got to be more canon than that god-awful Clone Wars movie.
Yeah, I was just skipping that just because I... Yeah, no.
It was utterly atrocious. Well, just... I like it less and less. Like, I liked it when I walked out of the theater, and now I freaking hate it, so...
Yeah. I still wanted to go see it just to go see it, but I had surgery, so I haven't
right.
been able to leave a lot.
Right. Well, it's worth seeing. It's just, pretend it's not Star Wars, and close your eyes and listen to it instead of looking at the bad animation.
Well, I'm always happy when lightsabers attack stuff, so...
Doesn't that kind
plenty of that.
Negate the you're going to a movie? Couldn't you just walk outside of the theater and put your ear up to the door?
Well, it wouldn't be as clear quality of sound.
Yeah, true. It is stereo sound. Yes, okay. Next, we also have some more games that came out. Two Human came out.
I'm still underwhelmed.
It's a decent game. It's not the best game. It barely passes for a good game. The camera, not the biggest fan of.
Mm.
They seem to make it pile on a ton of enemies just because they can, with no real rhyme or reason to it. You can't skip the cutscenes, but that's something like Silicon Knights always does. And when you die and you're getting respawned, it takes a good 30 seconds. Because they have an angel, Valhalla angel, come out, come down, pick up your body, and then you respawn. And it's just like, okay, I died, I'm in the middle of a fight, this is boring, skip it. And you can't.
Right.
It pisses me
off. Body.
It's enjoyable,
right.
I like upgrading my character, I like upgrading the weapons. I'm probably going to play it through just once on one character, though, and maybe... It's a good, definitely a great rental, but not sure if I want to keep the game.
There are other characters?
There are other characters. Well, there's other classes to go through.
That's silly.
Yeah, you go through and you have a berserker, human, bioengineer, and all of them have different traits. The berserker has a very high melee damage, the cyber bioengineer has the ability to heal himself. Though that was kind of I was hoping that would be more so than what it turned out to be. It seems like
there's a lot of feedback. I'm just saying there's a lot of feedback going on.
Oh, okay.
Not on my end.
But other than that, it's a decent game, and it's worth a playthrough. And I would still need to try out the co-op on it, just to see how it is, but it shouldn't have taken 10 years for this game.
I gotcha. That's pretty much what I figured. I mean,
it should have came out on the GameCube. That's all I'm saying. Give me another Eternal Darkness.
That's what I want. I want another Eternal Darkness.
I don't even care if it's on the 360. I want another Eternal Darkness.
It was a really, really good game. You have failed us, Silicon Knights. You have failed us. Right.
You haven't.
I posted a review of Madden 2009.
You.
Yeah. You.
Yeah.
That's my review.
I take the dirty jobs. Basically,
the shortest review ever.
Well, no, actually, they added some interesting aspects to it. The whole Madden IQ and the game adjusts to your play level. That makes it interesting.
Ew. Yeah, that's lame.
Come to the dark side, Luke. We have cookies.
But I am convinced that the new feature, the EA Rewind feature,
cookies.
There's two things with that. One,
you already had an entire podcast devoted to the game that didn't include us
curse.
Because we don't like it, so...
That was to the
end.
Curse. This is just really quick. One... Never use the EA
Yeah,
Rewind
he
feature.
Did it without us.
Really?
Yeah, because we don't like Madden, and he knew it.
I feel abandoned.
Actually,
well,
it was with John and Jim Radio. It was John Stockwell.
Right, which is pretty damn cool. I like that guy. I'm glad you brought him in on this, but...
Oh, yeah, and it's really...
You talked about it there, and we're not on there anymore. That was a different podcast. That's why me and Porter weren't involved with it. We don't do the Madden thing.
That was just for the Madden curse, and that was released before the game came out. Actually, like, an hour before the game came out.
Well, you just told us that you posted a review.
So
people can read it.
Yes, okay, fine. People can read it, but I want hockey. I want hockey back.
Everyone wants hockey back.
I'm bringing hockey back. Okay, I'll stop.
Now, hockey's not bad, and baseball games, that's something I'm willing to play.
You know,
those are pretty boring.
And that's the great... Well, yeah, the baseball games are actually not as good as you would think they would be.
No, they're not.
Boring.
Yeah. The hockey games, I like what NHL 2K9 is doing with them. You're going to be able to drive the Zamboni and have a interactive Stanley Cup celebration when you win the Stanley Cup. And that's always been my biggest thing at sports games, is when you win the championship, it should be a big deal. It should, because in real life, it's a big deal if your team wins the championship.
That's...
They have a parade, an interactive parade, where you get to beat people up and be drunk.
That would be awesome.
It's lame, but fun and awesome at the same time. Like... When you said that you get to drive the Zamboni, my first thought was, oh, I am going to run over so many hockey players. But, I mean, it does add, like, an extra level of interactivity that they never really had before, so that's kind of cool, even if it is, like, half lame.
Yeah, it's not just a clear-cut, oh, here's a roster update. It's something new. It's
uber lame.
We'll see it when it comes out next month. It comes out roughly around the same time as, I actually think it comes out September 6th, if I'm not mistaken.
Wait, when does it... Hold on, I'm getting a lot of static here. When does it come out?
I believe it comes out September 6th.
Oh, well, fuck that then. Because there are way too many good games coming out in September.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of good
games. You don't need to start, like, right away.
Yeah, let us discuss the good games that come out next month, shall we? What the crap was that?
I was
wasn't me.
Up, that was me. I was actually looking it up on online, and the actual webpage actually started this very blaring video.
Well, that really, really hurt because I'm wearing headphones, so thank you for that, Keith.
It hurt
me.
I'm wearing headphones.
We're all wearing headphones.
Yeah, wow, that was awful. All right, we're keeping that in. That was funny. So all anyways.
Right. September 9th. But yeah, more games that are coming out in September.
Myself. That was weird. I said as an instant reaction, I veered the microphone away from myself, trying to suppress the noise. It didn't work.
Yeah, I thought that I was feedbacking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand exactly why you did what... Well, anyways, so, September. September, three games I can think of off the top of my head that are completely going to drain my wallet is Spore, Star Wars, and Silent Hill 5.
Yeah, definitely.
I would replace Spore and Silent Hill for Wario.
Yeah, I know, you love your Wario, but...
Wario.
It's not even that I dislike Wario, like, I would totally buy that game, I just already have three games that are going to completely drain my reserves.
Star Wars is a must-pick-up for all of us.
Oh, God, yes.
And
oh,
yeah. Spore, of course. Now, Spore is going to be a game that everybody who plays it has a completely different gameplay. You know, it's not going to be the same at all for anybody.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. They're all the same whacked-out-looking creatures just walking around on a whacked-out-looking planet. That's the game. And that's why I don't want it. Because it's going to be extremely repetitive within the first hour.
Yeah, it's going to be repetitive for a while, but you build your way up to doing different things, and that's where the fun's going to start. Like, I don't want it for the walking around eating things or for the individual cells. I want it for the space travel.
Yeah.
That, to me, seems like it would get boring instantly, because you're in space, and, well, that would be it. It's like looking at an overworld map and being able to click on whatever you want. It would get boring instantly. They're all round planets. They're all little asteroids and meteorites.
Right, but you're missing the point, is when you go to the little round planets, every single one of them is going to be different, and you can interact with the species that are there in all kinds of different ways. You can do everything from showing up and trying to teach them civilization and teach them technology to showing up and immediately blowing up their planet.
The differences in planets is going to be... the same as Animal Crossing's differences in towns.
Now, that's absurd. That's completely absurd. You have obviously not been paying a lot of attention to Spore, because the entire thing, you get to design everything on the planet. It's not randomly generated. You have complete control.
It's going to be crappy.
It's really, really not.
No, but they have announced that there is going to be a definite ending to the game. It takes a lot of work to get it, but there is one definite ending for it.
That's interesting. Anyways.
Oh, here's one for you, Kyle.
Oh, what's that?
September, Lego Batman.
I'm on the fence because it's Batman, but it's also one of those shitty Lego games.
Yeah, those aren't good games.
They're really not bad for kids, and they're really not bad for a good way to waste like an hour or two. But
they're the same game in a bad way. They're
exactly
not fun.
Exactly. The first one was cool and innovative and fun, but after the first Lego Star Wars, it's been nothing but the same game with different skins, and that's just really not worth my time, money, or effort. So.
In September also, at least for me, because I know Porter doesn't really like peripheral games, but Rock Band 2.
I'm going to be waiting on the Guitar Hero 4.
Well, that'd be good, just so we both have something.
A different one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll pick up a guitar. I believe it's called World Tour now.
Yeah, it's called World Tour.
Yeah, I'll pick up that. Here's what's got me going more than anything else is Silent Hill Homecoming, which I still don't like to refer to as that. I call it Silent Hill 5 still, despite the fact that it's had a new title forever. Just everything I've heard about it, I'm just going nuts waiting for this game. I cannot wait until the end of September to finally get it. It better be as good as I think, or I'm going to be very disappointed. I mean, it probably will be. I'm a big, big Silent Hill guy, so, you know.
Ooh, you touch.
What?
What?
All I heard exactly. Was, ooh, you touch. Anyways.
I think he's playing with his Wii.
Ha! Now, when it comes to Batman,
comes to touching, it's the DS.
Yeah, touching is good.
You got it wrong.
You're really coming in and out, man. You might want to jiggle the microphone or something.
Yeah,
having
technical difficulties, so please bear with us.
You're a technical difficulty.
Oh,
there
he's
we
back.
Go. Oh, back? There's actually something that I actually want to pick up for the Wii.
Oh, what's that?
Sam and Max Season 1 is coming out for the Wii.
Oh, is it? I know. That's not retarded. What are you talking about?
Get it on the PC.
For those who aren't a PC gamer,
it's waste.
You can't get it for free. You can't get it for free on the PC, though.
You can't get it for free on the Wii, either.
No, you can't. But my point is, why would it be a waste to get it on the Wii if you're not a PC gamer?
It's cheaper on the PC.
My PC can't handle it. My Wii, however, can, and I would like to play the game, so it's a good idea to get it for the Wii for me.
Sam and Max does not have that high of capabilities, Kyle. Your PC can handle it.
Oh, come on. My PC can barely handle being on Skype.
You said it can handle Spore.
Spore has really low... You don't get it, man. Spore has low settings.
Yeah,
why don't you understand?
So does Sam and Max, and it's far lower than Spore.
No, Sam and Max is not that low. It's not as low as you think. And Spore is not as high as you think.
My computer isn't the fastest. I have a half a gig in here, and I need to upgrade it, and...
Well, people don't understand, as Kyle knows little to next to nothing about computers, so... You know, what he thinks is low, he really doesn't understand a gigahertz from a megahertz, so, you know...
Look, I know enough to know whether or not something can run on the computer I have, okay?
Yeah, well, Sam and Max can.
Not well.
Actually, you know what? Just to end this up, I'm going to look this up.
Okay, well, anyways.
Yeah. Sam and Max is coming out for the Wii. SimCity Creator is coming out for the Wii.
Ew.
I'm always wary... Stop being so pessimistic. I'm always wary of any... any sim game that's not actually a sim game. You know what I mean? Like, if it was just SimCity, then it'd be okay. But every time I've ever seen SimCity, and then it's got, like, a thing...
So, being pessimistic and telling me not to be pessimistic.
I'm not being pessimistic. I'm just saying that I'm wary. If it was actually SimCity, it would be fine.
Wary is pessimism.
Now, if they were like, hey, you know what we need? We need SimCity Wii. I'd be thrilled. And you'd still say, ew. Huh,
yeah,
what happened to my...
Sim games are bad.
What happened to my English ability there?
I don't know.
My words fell apart. That was weird.
Did someone just fart?
You know, I was just sitting here thinking to myself, God, I hope that didn't get picked up on the mic. And I guess it did. So, I'm flatulent. What I was going to bring up next is, when it comes to Batman games, I'm avoiding the horrible Lego version, and I'm waiting for Arkham Asylum to come out. That looks good.
Waiting to see something other than Photoshop screenshots.
Yeah, Photoshop screenshots aren't the best for it.
I'm basing... Based on the fact that it's being written by Paul Dini, who, if... You know who he is one of the good writers that there is around there. He's a good comic writer, and he wrote on the animated series. Basically, from what I read in the article and all that stuff, they're basically just saying that they're actually taking into account the mistakes they've made in previous Batman games, and they're just trying to give us a good game this time.
Well, see, they haven't made previous mistakes in Batman games since this is the first time this team has been assembled to make a Batman game. So.
It's not necessarily the team that they're looking back at. It's the games in general. It's they're looking at what was wrong with Batman games in the past.
Well, the way you worded it, it sounded like they made the crappy ones before.
Well, I just fixed my wording.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You know, it actually looks like an interesting game, and I hope the best for it.
Still, we have yet to receive a superhero game that's worth its weight in anything.
Okay. Sorry to go back on this whole Sam and Max fiasco. What speed processor do you have, Kyle?
Tell me what it needs.
1.5 gigahertz.
I think I can do that. I can do that.
Now, how much RAM do you have?
Oh, now...
Gateway.
Now I have a gig and a half of RAM.
Yeah, you can run Sam and Max.
Okay.
Yeah, see, that's why Kyle's stupid.
But I actually think it might be the same price on both Wii and PC. I think it's going to be $30 on both. And also, from the same makers of Sam, who are producing Sam and Max...
Uh-huh.
They also just got a
Strong Bad's cool game for attractive people.
Yes. And how is that, Kyle?
Kyle beat it in 4 hours.
Yeah, I did. I beat it in like 4 hours. It was really short. But that's about what I expected from an episodic game, you know, because when you put the five of them together and think of it as one game, it's going to be a lot longer. So
yeah, like, if it's 4 hours each, then it's 20 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So I did beat it pretty thoroughly. There's still some secrets I haven't found, stuff like that, because there are hidden things in the game. But I found it to be extremely funny and extremely just generally entertaining. Ooh, impressive. Which one of you did that?
I wish I could say it was me. It was Border.
That was nice, Ryan.
It was actually really quiet. I just held my mouth up close to the microphone, so it sounded really big.
Gotcha. It's a good technique.
Yeah. See how we do that? Yeah, that's how we roll. That's how we roll.
So now let's see. This is how we roll.
I think the other game that I'll be interested to try this month is Mercenaries 2.
Ew.
I went back and forth on it a bunch of times and decided it's just not worth it right now. I got my 3.
Well, I'm not going to say go out and purchase it, because I actually rent games.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I find renting a waste of money.
Unless I rent from Blockbuster and then never return it.
Well, the one great
thing
always
about, a good idea.
About the place I rent, Hollywood Video, is that when I rent, really, I tend to kind of keep it a little bit later than the specific 5 days, maybe 2 weeks past the date, and still have yet to pay a late fee.
How?
There's a nice little loophole. I used to work there, so I know about this little loophole. They would rather have a customer keep renting and have a high balance than lose a customer and have them pay off the balance.
That's because they're afraid of Netflix.
Yep.
So explain how this works, Keith, so I can abuse it.
Okay. Well, as long as you return the game within
Boobies.
A decent amount of time.
Boobies.
My late fee, they always want something to it, like, and I'll throw them a few cents here and there, but I really, yeah, I have like a $300 late fee at Hollywood Video. And I am not kidding about that one.
That's either impressive or retarded.
Actually, I think the retarded part of it is I got the greatest coupon in the mail last year. And it was actually, it was 2 years ago, I'm sorry. 2 years ago, it said, erase your late fee. The corporate sent me a coupon to erase my $200 late fee.
I had to cough.
And
what the hell was that?
My hands over my mouth and talking to the microphone.
It sounds like you're eating the microphone. I don't understand what's going on. Did anybody see that episode of South Park where Britney Spears didn't have a head?
That's exactly what it sounds like
right now. I can't explain this.
I'm playing with my microphone. I'm rather bored.
Oh, that's just asinine.
That was amazing.
They're making an Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader video game.
That was acid.
Oh, God, that is asinine.
No,
who's responsible for that?
THQ.
The point is, just so that the viewers understand exactly what's going on here, it is now 11:30 at night. All three of us are in our own homes, and we're trying to hold this conversation for the sake of you guys.
Yep.
So, you know.
By the way, just before we go on, send us email. We want to hear your email. We want to hear your feedback. startbuttonnews@gmail.com.
Yeah, we really do. I mean, I would love to be able to have us, like, read and answer your emails on the loosely veiled, I guess we could call it a show.
Yeah, no, it's a show. We've actually had something every 2 weeks for the past, this is going to be the fourth bi-weekly show.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we're actually keeping to some sort of timetable.
That's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Because we've never, that's the one thing that's always prevented us
through that bad.
What?
I can see through my microphone. Isn't that bad?
Maybe you need some sleep. I think it's past Brian's bedtime.
Yeah, don't you have work tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, okay. Well, then, I guess we could just start off with one more game. that I think we're both really, all of us are really looking forward to. Actually, I don't know about you, Porter, but I know Kyle and I are both looking forward to this. Ghostbusters.
I'm definitely looking forward to Ghostbusters, but I had heard that it was indefinitely shelved, so...
It was shelved somewhat with the Sierra being kind of let go from the Activision-Blizzard merger.
Right.
And so I haven't heard anything from past E3 of what was going to be. They are still kind of trying to say that there's a fall release date.
I know what happened.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, so far the game's currently going to still be in production, and there's no problems at all with it.
Okay, good.
Oh, good.
So there you go.
Good to hear, good to hear.
Yeah, I think I know exactly what you were reading, Kyle, and that kind of got me a little upset. Though I'm seeing now things that it's not going to be released until 2009, and let me read the article. Based on that.
Well, while Keith reads the article, let us go into the segment, my personal favorite segment, of the What the Hell Are We Playing Now?
What the hell are we playing now?
I was playing Crysis earlier, and Soul Calibur 4.
Yes, Soul Calibur 4. Another shameless plug of other characters to sell our sword game.
We have swords made of lights.
I'm actually somewhat eager to fiddle around with that game, mostly because of the creative character and just, you know, I like never. What?
I made the Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I remember. That's pretty sweet.
Hold up style, so he looks like a gay Shredder, but that's it.
Well, Shredder always looked kind of gay anyway. Well, anyways, all of that aside, I
Darth
need to play
Vader.
That. Darth Vader. Yeah, I am currently playing The Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay, because over the course of the past couple of weeks, I discovered the joys of online shopping, and I figured out that, you know, that game that I missed, like, back in the 2000s that I wanted to play, I can get it online! So I did. It showed up, like, the other day. I actually really like this game. I'm kind of surprised. Like, I didn't think that there could be a first-person game that was this old that had such good hand-to-hand. I mean, they did a pretty good job with Condemned and Condemned 2, but those are next-gen systems, you know, those are next-gen games, so I figured, you know, that this would be inferior at best, but it's holding its own. This is a fun game.
I just read the article. Basically, Sony, who actually holds the IP rights to the Ghostbusters franchise, is still in talks with still working with Activision Blizzard to evaluate various options surrounding the release of the Ghostbusters video game. That's obviously vague, but it contains an important nugget. It wants the game to be released one way or the other. Sony goes on to state that it has presented opportunity to reevaluate the game's release marketing strategy and to potentially coincide with the 25th anniversary of the original film in 2009.
You just took forever to say what I said in one sentence.
I have to agree wholeheartedly with Paul on this one.
Actually, no, it's being pushed back to a year, almost a year. How is that exactly what you said? They're still working on publishing it, but they almost have a year to work on it now. Another year to work on it.
Games get pushed back, but like I said, the game's fine. It's not going to be canceled.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the people want to know.
Yeah,
not
agreed.
Not going to be canceled, just we're going to have to wait roughly one
little bit longer. Well, as little as I want to wait, it's better for my wallet if I do.
Side news. I just confirmed.
No, this is start button news.
Oh, yeah, it is. Damn. Okay, sorry, I'll save that one for later, but going back on my rental of games, I decided to rent Madden at midnight just because I could, and I'm, like, have no life. And, yeah, the one problem is they accidentally rented me the PS3 version.
I laugh at you.
So I can confirm that Blu-ray discs do not work in the 360.
You're stupid, Keith.
Somebody just ate their microphone.
Yeah, well, it's not me. Porter?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
We all had a moment there, I think.
We had a moment?
Is somebody carrying my baby?
Is that why my butt hurts?
I think we all decided to eat our microphones at once.
Oh, we sat down and had dinner.
Somebody's carrying my baby. Stop carrying my baby.
I'm so confused.
I'm sorry, I aborted.
Drop it.
There are some pretty weird things going on here.
I think we're good now.
Not on my... Whenever I talk, I hear myself talking.
I hear that too. Weird.
Keith, what are you playing now?
Well, besides the... going through and replaying the Force Unleashed and NHL 2K9 demos. Going through 2Human, and I actually finally picked up Dead Rising, and I'm going through the story mode for that, finally.
That's a good game.
That is a great game.
Oh, good old Keith. He's always a year behind us all.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I, you know, had a life.
Had?
Yeah, I'm currently working, so that kind of ended. I'm working like 50 hours a week now.
I don't think they're 50 hours in the week.
I think I'm flexing the time-space continuum some way. I'm stretching it out.
No, I just work off the Mayan calendar.
Oh. Well, you need to join us over in the Greco-Roman?
Julius Caesar.
So you guys want to have a party on the last day?
Let's have a party on the last day.
The last day. We gotta have a party on the last day.
Are we killing Keith?
No, there's, in 2012.
Yeah.
2012. The Mayan calendar stops in 2012. Or the Aztec calendar.
That's right. All you virgins playing World of Warcraft, you have 3 years to get laid.
Yeah, we gotta figure out what the last day is and have a ridiculous party on it in case the world blows up or something.
Well, yeah, they're smarter than us. They're older than us, so.
Yeah, it could be. Who knows, right?
They might be right. I think they're right.
Yeah, they could be.
Let's all have a party. Well, anyway,
actually,
I don't know what brought that up. I'm sleepy. Not
December
making a lot of sense.
December 21st, 2012.
December 21st?
Yes.
All right, well, we'll remember that one.
Isn't that when Jesus was born?
No, that was December 21st.
Well,
actually, not even that.
Jesus was born in March, actually.
He was actually born on July 4th, and nobody really knows.
Yeah.
Or he was never born at all.
Or nobody just really cares.
Well, born on July 4th.
This has gotten really strange. I hope people find it entertaining, though, because...
Does everybody know how RoboCop came to be?
Kwame Kilpatrick bought out the police department, and they created a robot?
Yes.
I swear to God, Kwame Kilpatrick is like a freaking supervillain.
Yeah, he is.
He keeps doing horrible things, getting away with it, and then staying in office. He's like Lex Luthor.
You know how you can tell he's a supervillain?
Except stupid.
How?
What?
You know how you can tell?
He's black. Oh, God. Oh, we have to cut that. We have to cut that. Oh, no. Dude, we live next to Detroit. You're going to get a shot.
Well, if you understand the joke of light and dark, you know that...
Yeah.
Or, you know...
Okay.
Yeah.
Dark.
It's
still...
It's the idea that the dark costume person is...
I get it.
Right.
Okay, I think that's a wrap, everybody.
Yeah, okay, well, for Start Button News, this is Keith Dodson.
I'm Kyle.
He is evil. I am from Transylvania.
That's Ryan Porter.
Yes.
Transylvania.
All right, Transylvania.
Ryan Porter left. That's his, one of his alter egos, Count Chocula.
God.
Transylvania.
Good night, everybody.
Transylvania.